Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to episode 4 of season 2 of Excelsior Journeys Behind the Scenes. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to be here for the 6th time around for the National Podcast Post-Month Challenge, which is a very simple one for those who have not heard of it. All you have to do is record, edit, and post a podcast episode every day for 30 days. So that by the time you reach November 30th, you have 30 episodes produced and out there for the world to listen to and hopefully enjoy. And that's what I hope to do here. This is a recollection of all the different times that I have written for either big or small screen or for the stage. I did a look back at my own history in writing, and other than the novels that are currently with Ronan Weatherford and are getting ready for their big relaunch in 2026, which I'm really excited about, I've also done a lot writing for different multimedia. It's been so much fun looking back at all these different stories and seeing where these different projects came from. I owe a big amount of thanks to a friend of mine from high school, Brandy Hurt, because she was instrumental in seeing that I was doing a lot of writing of all these different characters for myself and eventually entertaining other classmates with those stories and even incorporating them into those stories, which I talked about in the previous episode. But what she wanted to do was she reached out to me and invited me during my junior year of high school. She invited me to have a meeting with the other members of the writing staff for our junior class variety show. The setup at Godwin High School in Rico County in Virginia would do is the junior class would put on a talent show, and the money that is made from that talent show would go toward paying for the senior prom. So it was, the onus was on the junior class to deliver the best show possible, because then they could deliver the best senior prom possible. So it was a great way to show the junior class really helping out the senior class and so on. And so they obviously wanted they wanted something different for the show. So they reached out to me. So Brandy basically just said that they were throwing around some different ideas. They didn't have anything really concrete set to go with, but they wanted to get my perspective on it because they knew that I was writing a lot. And I will never forget that first meeting. It was a really good one too. And I had different classmates. I didn't have too much interaction with them. And I know that in the earlier times, like around 9th grade, some of those interactions weren't very good. But now it was a couple years later, we're a couple years more mature, and they saw that I was really getting into writing. So they wanted to hear from a writer about what they were planning. The main thing they were doing was using a specific theme called A Walk Through the Tube. This is what they were calling it. And it was using all the different little sketches in between acts made up of other students from freshman year all the way to senior year, and doing these different things that they would later audition for. And it was our job as the junior class. We were to come up with the sketches in between each act. So that was basically what we were doing, and we had to come up with a specific theme for it. So they came up with, at that time, they came up with a theme called A Walk Through the Tube. And this was looking at coming up with all these different types of sketches that mirrored 1950s and 60s sitcom television. It was a really interesting take on things. And I remember taking it all in, being very quiet, and realizing, wow, these people that I have known for quite a while during my time at the school, they want to hear from me. They want my opinion on things. This is really interesting. So I blurted out that I like the idea, but they need to go further with it. I said, why not just incorporate all of television, not just the 1950s and 60s sitcoms? Let's really branch it out and get the widest possible appeal for all the students at the school and their families. Instead of a walk through the tube, which I knew what they were talking about because I'm a child of television. In terms of just calling it a walk through the tube, you would have to explain yourself a little bit. So I was saying, why not come up with something that's punchier and really emphasizes the focus on television and just call it prime time? That got everyone's attention. Ideas started flying and thinking about not only can we do different sketches that would send up different shows, but then there would also be things like commercials we could do. And what would that be like? What could we do with that kind of format with commercials and everything? And what could we do with these kinds of shows or dramas or comedies? What can we do with all these different random things, game shows? And what can we do with this and this? And it was just all of a sudden, like everything started rolling with everyone. When they invited me to officially join the writing staff, I was very flattered, very honored. And I asked if I could bring a friend in on this. I knew the guy I wanted to bring on was a gentleman named Adam Short. Adam and I had known each other for a few years at that point. We connected through our homeroom class because we happened to be sitting next to each other. We would constantly bring up different stand-up comedy bits, random quotes from movies, different commercials. And we had that same sort of out there sense of humor. And so I had the idea of coming up with some ideas for commercials. And I really wanted to bring Adam on this. And he was happy to join me. We came up with some really out there commercials. We had one where we had two guys fighting. They were going back and forth, and this was becoming a very intense fight between the two of them. So there would definitely need to be a little bit of choreography on this. One of them would knock the sword away and is about to strike, and then the other one just says, "Wait, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?" The guy would stop and just go like, "Why, yes, they are Bugle Boy jeans." And then the guy would pick up his sword and stab the other guy. And as he would drop, he would just say, "Thank you." And that would be it. And that would be the commercial. It definitely had this very anarchic, Monty Python-esque type of humor to it. I still remember this one commercial they did. I'm not sure if you remember, but back in 1991 or 1992, Gap was doing this campaign called Just What Fits. They brought in this random guy, and he was giving this beat poetry type of performance on a stage.
Sky fits heaven, so ride it. Child fits mother, so hold your baby tight. Lips fit mouth, so kiss them. And the face they adorn reminds you of someone you once knew, some hot night long ago. Familiar as these blue jeans that fit like a glove, like an old lover coming back for more. Curved into the shape of your thigh like they were custom made to do just that.
We just took that and ran with it and had a lot of fun with it, coming up with the most random things for the guy to say while he's up on the stage performing some intense bit of poetry. The stuff that he's coming up with, saying like, "When you all think about it, we're all seventh generation Norwegians," and just having this one person kind of standing there spinning around while wearing jeans and giving these random looks for when he brings up this asinine material. And then finally it just ends with him going, "Gap, just what fits, bah." And then that was the end of the sketch. So it was all like this random shit that was coming up, that we were coming up with. And sadly, none of it got picked up. They decided not to run with any of our ideas. But I was elated to see that the Godwin Junior Class newsletter had come out, and they were talking about the upcoming talent show. And they said that it was going to be called Primetime at Godwin, and that was great. They gave four different credits. They gave the director credit. That's Kevin Duncan. They gave two assistant director credits. I think it was Amy Morton and Susan Gardner. And then they put underneath creator George Saroy. And that stopped me in my tracks. And I was just like, wow, I got to deliver. I was happy to have gotten the concept through, but I knew there was more that I wanted to do. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in the next episode. There was so much going into this talent show, and I had no idea how much of a boost it would be to my life in total because of the events that unfolded, because Brandy Hurt was nice enough to ask me to join the writing staff and to hear their ideas and to offer some different ideas. I was very flattered to be a part of this. And as you're going to hear, there was a lot more to come. So until the next episode, this is George Saroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to he'sgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to george@he'sgotit.com.